America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Wednesday, the 4th of April. It is 8 a.m. Central Time, and at 9 a.m. Central Time, we will be joined by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. Dr. Cuddy was an educational official in the Reagan administration. You can find many of his writings at newswithviews.com. There is an archive of the writings of Dr. Dennis Cuddy there. And we're going to be covering some of his most recent ideas and analysis when he comes on the show this morning at 9 o'clock Central Time. Tomorrow, as I have mentioned, Chuck Carlson will be on the show for 2 hours from 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. Chuck Carlson is the head of something entitled We Hold These Truths. If you're not familiar with Chuck or the way in which he has been fighting the falsehoods of the Christian Zionist movement in recent years, you can find that site at www.whtt.org, and then join us for conversation tomorrow with Chuck Carlson from 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time. And then on Friday, Good Friday, Mark Glenn and I will be discussing the week's events and all the things past, present, and future that will be impacting your life and ours in the days ahead. Mark, of course, can be found both at Crescent and Cross. That's Mark's own website, which has an incredible summation of articles every day, primarily dealing with the Israeli lobby with Middle Eastern issues. You can also find his work at the American Free Press. Mark is working, by the way, on a story on the USS Liberty. Yesterday, we had Phil Turney on the show. Phil was a damage control officer for the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967, and had a most poignant story to tell in regard to the personal and spiritual and psychological horrors that he encountered that day and in the 40 years since, in regard to what he witnessed, in regard to the cover-up of the real story on the USS Liberty in these last 4 decades on the part of certain officials in the United States government, past, present, and future. In relation to Phil's conversations with us, I tried to mention, of course, that Mark Glenn has been doing this piece for the American Free Press that will come out shortly, probably in the next couple of issues. Watch for that, because Mark plans on hitting this USS Liberty story very, very hard in the days ahead, not simply because of the outrage of what was done to men like Gary Brummett and Commander Dave Lewis and Phil Turney, our guest yesterday, but because of what this USS Liberty story continues to say to us in regard to who and what it is that controls the foreign policy of the United States in the Middle East. If we think we have had some disasters in the years since 1948, I think Mark Glenn would suggest, and I would certainly suggest, that we haven't seen anything yet. This talk of a preemptive war with Iran could be lifting the lid on Pandora's box, exposing the contradictions in our own foreign policy since 1948 in the Middle East, in ways that proved to be absolutely disastrous. And as we were reading before the last commercial break, part of the picture on this is what Gary North tells us today at lewrockwell.com in regard to Iran's preemptive strike. He is talking, of course, about the movement on the part of the Iranians to cease doing oil-related business in the American dollar and to begin promoting the European euro. And presumably, if Iran is successful in doing this, it will encourage other nations to do it as well. The British Broadcasting Corporation, according to Dr. North, reported on an interview with Iran's central bank governor and said the following, quote, "The Reuters news agency reported Chinese sources as saying that state-owned oil producer Zhuhai Zhenrong Corporation had moved out of the dollar for its Iranian trade late last year." We'll continue with that North story and its implications. Mark Antos, America, returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back. This is Mark Van Cost America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss American educational policy, among many other things. Dr. Cuddy was an educational official in the Reagan administration. You can find many of his articles at newswithviews.com. You'll find a number of other really fine conservative writers and analysts, including my friend Charlotte Iserby, who regularly posts with newswithviews.com. Dr. Cuddy, I think, will be a very, very fine conversationalist and guest, and that will occur at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. We have this morning in the first hour of the show been looking at things related to Iran. As I mentioned in the top of the hour, the Press TV of Iran is reporting the statements of Russia's top general and Russia's deputy foreign secretary, indicating that the Russians are highly concerned about all of these reports of an American preemptive strike, military strike on Iran that is believed to be forthcoming. The Russians have indicated in several places in the World Wide Web they think that this attack could actually happen on Good Friday. Whether it does or it doesn't, I think much of the evidence is suggestive in regard to certain things going on in Iran. and also related to American naval deployments and statements being made by certain officials in Tel Aviv, which all underscore a larger picture that is most disturbing. As a part of that process and picture, we've been looking at Dr. Gary North's piece for LouRockwell.com today entitled Iran's Preemptive Strike, underscoring what Dr. Krasimir Petrov has already written about extensively in the last year or two, and that is that the real issue for some of these people in regard to analyzing American foreign policy and what appears to be a move toward an American preemptive military strike against Iran is rooted far more in oil politics and petrodollar politics and the relationship of the dollar to the euro in the oil-producing countries and related to oil transactions than it is to what Iran is or isn't doing in relation to their domestic nuclear power program. That's an interesting thesis. I suppose people would line up on both sides of it, but suffice it to say that Dr. North's piece today for Lou Rockwell entitled Iran's Preemptive Strike is well worth your time. He goes on to say that the British Broadcasting Corporation reported on an interview with Iran's central bank governor, which says as follows, quote, "The Reuters news agency reported Chinese sources as saying that state-owned oil producer Zhuhai Zhenrong Corporation had moved out of the dollar for its Iranian trade late last year. If correct, this would be significant since Zhuhai imports 240,000 barrels of oil a day from Iran, while China is one of Iran's most important customers. Japanese oil producers continue to pay for their crude in U.S. dollars, Reuters reported, pending an official request from Tehran to change their approach," unquote. Dr. North then continues, "Then what about Japan? The Japanese are not looking to rock the boat, at least not until they are officially asked to rock it." The Arab Times reported, quote, "Japanese buyers, including top refiner Nippon Oil Corporation, said they had all received inquiries from Iran to pay on non-U.S. dollar terms, but were awaiting an official request," quote, "We are looking at it so that we can switch the currencies any time, but we have not gotten any official requests from them," the National Iranian Oil Company. "We are doing the transactions in dollars now," unquote, Nippon Oil Chairman Fukuyaki Watari told reporters last week. "All it will take is an official request. Clearly, Iran can gain Japan's cooperation at any time." Dr. North's conclusions? One, the Israelis would like Iran removed as a regional center of power. On this point, they are in full agreement with the Saudis. Number two, the administration does not want to see a dramatic fall of the dollar in relation to the euro. Number three, an attack on Iran will produce a spike in the oil price, no matter what currency is used to settle accounts. Oil importers don't want that. Oil exporters will cry crocodile tears and then hike their prices. It's called meeting the market. Next, the potential for disrupting the flow of oil has never been greater. And finally, if I were James Baker, says Gary North, and his associates at the Council on Foreign Relations, I would be ordering several cases of depends. They are running out of time to rein in Junior. That's Gary North today at LouRockwell.com. I would strongly urge you not only to reread this piece this morning, but to send it to your family members and friends, because I think it basically puts into context the wider issues involved in this talk of American military action against that country that are routinely not being discussed in the corporate press for all of the obvious reasons. Let's get back to other issues then related to Iran this morning. Iran Focus has two stories that I think are well worth your time. One is that, of course, there is, as has been reported in this country, a man missing in Iran who once worked for the Drug Enforcement Administration and the FBI. Iran Focus is basically quoting from Robin Wright's piece for the Washington Post, which has come out just today, by the way, Wednesday, April the 4th, on page A09 of today's Washington Post. A former FBI agent missing in Iran since early last month has been identified as Robert A. Levinson of Coral Springs, Florida, according to U.S. officials and a former colleague. Levinson was a 28-year veteran of both the Drug Enforcement Administration and the FBI, according to a biography on the website of Business Integrity International. a consulting firm where he worked until 2 years ago. The State Department has not received a response from Iran after a formal inquiry about his whereabouts and welfare, an agency official said yesterday. It was the second message sent by Washington to Tehran through Swiss diplomatic intermediaries since Levinson was last heard from on March 8th. The initial message was sent a few weeks ago with a follow-up at a higher level on Monday, U.S. officials say. The Swiss embassy in Tehran has represented U.S. interests in Iran since relations were cut off in 1980. Business Integrity's website says Levinson has, quote, extensive international experience and is focused on criminal activities, business intelligence projects, asset location, and recoveries in Latin America, the Caribbean, Russia, and Europe, unquote. It also says he represented the United States while serving on task forces dealing with organized crime and money laundering in Europe and the Eastern Bloc. The site also says that Levinson, a graduate of the City College of New York, knows Russian and Spanish. Levinson had been involved recently in investigations in Ukraine and Russia, according to a former colleague. Calls to Levinson's office and cell phone were not returned. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said yesterday that the United States does not have credible information about Levinson's situation. The State Department has been communicating with Levinson's family and has been trying to track his movements for more than 2 weeks, U.S. officials said. He was visiting Kish Island, an Iranian resort and free trade zone off the southern coast that does not require a visa to visit. He had traveled to Iran from the United Arab Emirates, U.S. officials said. The FBI and State Department have said that Levinson, a tall, middle-aged man who retired from the FBI more than a decade ago, was not working for the U.S. government. He worked in private investigations for corporate clients, according to FBI spokesman John Miller. As an FBI agent, Levinson was not assigned to Middle East issues, officials said. The State Department said Levinson was in Iran to meet someone to set up an interview for a project involving a book and a documentary by a producer and author believed to be from Canada. A senior U.S. official said Levinson's project was innocuous, quote-unquote, and, quote, had no connection with anything political, unquote. Levinson also may have been doing some consulting work, U.S. officials said. This is the official take today as we have it from the Washington Post on page A09, written today by Robin Wright. And this now appears in Iran Focus Online, which you can find at iranfocus.com. Who is Robert A. Levinson, hailing from Coral Springs, Florida? He was, of course, a 28-year veteran of both the DEA and the FBI. What is Business Integrity International? Really hard to say exactly what Mr. Levinson was doing there. Maybe it's exactly as has been advertised. Maybe it's a lot more than that. We'll keep an eye on that story, do a little digging, talk to some folks that know a lot more about this than I do who may have some source information for me. And if I find anything about this on the inside from American and Middle Eastern sources that know me that may have something responsible to say without attribution, I will keep you apprised of that in the days ahead. But this is the latest take on it in regard to what the Washington Post is saying this morning. Here is another piece at Iran Focus, reporting on something that ABC News Television has been talking about, Brian Ross and Christopher Isham specifically. This is a most disturbing story. It's a disturbing story because it fits a pattern that we've been talking about for the last several years, and that relates to highly suspicious activities going on in Iranian provinces that apparently have linkages to outside foreign interests. And when we discuss these linkages, it seems to me that in the last several years, that whether you're looking at Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative and some of the reports that Philip Giraldi has filed for Pat Buchanan's American Conservative, or you're looking at some of the responsible places in the international media that cover these types of situations and circumstances, that Britain, the United States, and Israel are the three nations most frequently fingered in regard to the manipulation of events going on in certain provinces of Iran. Specifically, we have talked about Azerbaijan province. We talked about Khuzestan province, which is, of course, that sector of Iran where the oil producing capabilities of that country are located and where there is a high Arab ethnic population. There is also Balochistan province, which borders Pakistan. It is that I want to focus upon when we return, looking at this ominous ABC News report, which suggests that our own hands are not clean. when it relates to acts of terrorism in the Middle East. We'll be back. This is Mark Antos, America on RBN. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. Dr. Cuddy was an educational official in the Reagan administration, as was Charlotte Iserby, a past guest on this show. And if you go to newswithviews.com and look under the writers section there, you will find the Dr. Dennis Cuddy archive. There is an incredible list of articles there, and he and I are going to be discussing some of those articles this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. You will find educational policy discussed there. You will find world government and the Rockefellers cropping up in those conversations and articles. Dr. Cuddy has had a lot to say about why we are really in Iraq. So you will find that across the spectrum, he has a lot of things to say on every conceivable issue that is of importance to the populist American right, and I'm really looking forward to having him on at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, for the last hour of this show. As I mentioned, tomorrow, Chuck Carlson will be on. If you don't know Chuck, you really need to get to know him. We Hold These Truths is the name of his organization. Chuck has been combating the heresy of Christian Zionism for a very long time. And if you go to www.whtt.org, you'll be well prepared for my conversations tomorrow with Chuck, which will go on for 2 hours, basically from 8 o'clock in the morning Central Time through 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow Central Time. That will be Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. And then Friday the 6th, Good Friday, Mark Glenn will be on this show for 2 hours from 8 to 10 a.m., talking about all kinds of things related to my guests of the past week and events that are transpiring in the world that will affect all of our lives in the days ahead. Mark, of course, has his Crescent and Cross website, which you can find by going to my website at markdankoff.com, going to the links page, and then clicking on the logo that has the cross and the crescent in the middle of the links page. And that will give you all of the information on the latest posts coming from Mark Glenn. Mark is also, of course, a correspondent now with the American Free Press and is doing a major story on the USS Liberty. We've been talking, of course, in recent days to some of the men who were a part of that tragedy on June the 8th, 1967. Gary Brummett has been on the show, Commander Dave Lewis. And then yesterday, we had a most moving conversation with Phil Turney of Colorado. Phil was a damage control officer on that fateful day of June the 8th, 1967. And the things that he saw and experienced that day in regard to this horror, and all the things that have gone on in the 40 years since in regard to the cover-up of what really happened to these men and to that vessel, is something, of course, that will remain emblazoned in Phil's mind for the rest of his life, as well as in Gary's and Dave's and the lives of many other people connected to that tragedy that I have not yet met or have not yet talked to. But I'm going to be hitting this USS Liberty story hard in the coming days and weeks, not simply because the story of these men needs to be told, and there needs to be, even 40 years after the fact, some restitution, some official acknowledgement on the part of our government that it fundamentally failed these men who were on that vessel that day. But our government's failure in the aftermath of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967, continues to resonate right now as we look at what is unarguably, without dispute, I should say, the role of Israel in driving the foreign policy of this country in the Middle East, and the fact that I continue to believe that Israel, more so than any other driving force, is the major culprit in pushing the United States into these military confrontations in the Middle East, much to the long-term detriment of the national security of this country and much to the detriment of world peace. Getting back then to what we were talking about before the last commercial break, with everything we've discussed related to Iran this morning, the reports coming to us from Press TV of Iran in regard to the statements of Russia's top general and Russia's deputy foreign minister expressing extreme concern about the very credible reports that an American attack on Iran is imminent. We've also been looking at Dr. Gary North's piece today for LouRockwell.com, which simply continues to unpack what Dr. Krasimir Petrov and others have noted is potentially another driving force in the decision of the United States to become more militarily involved in the Middle East. And that relates to petrodollars and the movement away from that on the part of Iran toward the euro, not simply for their own oil transactions, but the attempts of Iran to recruit others to do business in Middle East oil with euros and not with American dollars. That is another major source, I believe, of what is going on in this present military confrontation. The Saudis and the United States are certainly both concerned about this. Presumably, central bankers are watching this with great interest. And all of these things, of course, may be just another arrow in the quiver of the Israelis in terms of trying to convince the United States that it is in their interest to militarily strike against Iran. When we come back, we will look then further at the Iran focus story, repeating what ABC News has been talking about, and that is American-backed activities in Balochistan province of Iran, which suggest that acts of terrorism have been committed not by the alleged bad guys, but by the alleged good guys. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, we will be joined by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. He is a former educational official in the Reagan administration and is a very, very frequent contributor to newswithviews.com. And if you've not seen Dr. Cuddy's work, I strongly urge you to go to newswithviews.com. Click on the writer's page, and you will find his archive listed. It is a very, very fine and revealing archive in terms of the wealth of information that Dr. Cuddy brings to the table in regard not simply to American educational policy, but to a whole range of other things, including the foreign policy of this country. And he has a lot to say about world government and the Rockefellers and some of the other chief culprits that we talk about at the Republic Broadcasting Network, as well as the American Free Press. Back into this whole business about Iran, As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Press TV in Iran is reporting the statements of the top general of Russia and the deputy foreign secretary of Russia being highly concerned, formally concerned about these reports that an American attack on Iran, preemptive military attack on Iran, is imminent. We will see how imminent it is in the days ahead. There's also, of course, the story of Gary North today at LouRockwell.com talking about Iran's preemptive strike, not the arrest and detention of these British Marines that has gotten so much attention in corporate media in recent days, but the real preemptive strike, which involves Iran's attempts to move world oil transactions, particularly related to the Middle East, away from the American dollar and toward the European euro. Dr. North does a very, very nice job, I think, of bringing this to us in a fashion that you and I as non-economists can understand. There's a very fine historical chronology there going all the way back to August the 15th, 1971, with Richard Nixon and the Saudis, and the way in which, with the end of the gold standard and the subsequent arrangement of the Nixon administration with the Saudis to tie world oil transactions to the American dollar, that in all the years since then, the 36 years since that time, an attempt to move away from that would obviously have seismic implications for the world economic scene and for central banking and for the heretofore unchallenged preeminence of the United States in world affairs. Folks, when we talk about attacking Iran, there are connections related to this attack and the people pushing for it that go well beyond what has been advertised in establishment Zionist corporate news media, and those things are what is our responsibility to report to you so that we might really understand what all is behind this and might grasp that we are at a fundamental crossroad in regard to the survivability of what remains of the American Republic. And if things do not turn around, we could see apocalyptic events transpiring that could be the end of this country as we know it. That's why I've been emphasizing the story so much in recent days and recent weeks and months, and once again, we're back to it again. This then leads to, I guess, what I would say is an educational process that I've been undertaking on my own with a friend of mine here in San Antonio, whose name will not be mentioned. This person is a very fine individual, Southern Baptist, very much involved in the business community in San Antonio. And I showed this person a copy of a recent American Free Press, which suggested very strongly that Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney were supporting acts of terror, not only in the Middle East generally, but in Iran specifically. This person's response to me was, "Mark, this is utterly outrageous. This is yellow journalism. This couldn't possibly be true. We don't do that sort of thing." I then went on to give this person an extra copy of the American Free Press volume, The CIA in Iran, the 1953 Coup, and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. I have finished this book, by the way. There are a lot of excellent, alarming documents in this volume that go back to what the intelligence community of the United States and Britain was generating at that time. And all the proof is there. These are original documents that have been declassified, that have been procured from the George Washington University National Security Archives in Washington. And this friend of mine, upon reading this American Free Press volume, which you, by the way, can get at 1-888-699-NEWS, that's 1-888-699-NEWS, said to me, he said, "I'm just overwhelmed. I never knew about any of this." He said, I'm really having a hard time processing what I'm reading because of these documents that are the originals that underscore a whole aspect of our intelligence and foreign policy apparatus that I guess I've been pretty naive about." Well, it was on the basis of that, then, that I showed him this report of ABC News, Brian Ross and Christopher Isham, which has now been picked up on by Iran Focus. Brian Ross and Christopher Isham of ABC News, unbelievably, are providing in their report entitled The Secret War Against Iran corroboration of what the American Free Press has been saying for a very long period of time in regard to what's really been going on in that part of the world. And quoting Mr. Ross and Mr. Isham, operating for ABC News. They say that a Pakistani tribal militant group responsible for a series of deadly guerrilla raids inside Iran has been secretly encouraged and advised by American officials since 2005, U.S. and Pakistani intelligence sources tell ABC News. The group, called Jundullah, is made up of members of the Baluchi tribe and operates out of the Baluchistan province in Pakistan, just across the border from Iran. It has taken responsibility for the deaths and kidnappings of more than a dozen Iranian soldiers and officials. U.S. officials say the U.S. relationship with Jundullah is arranged so that the U.S. provides no funding to the group, which would require an official presidential order or finding, quote-unquote, as well as congressional oversight. Tribal sources tell ABC News that money for Jundullah is funneled to its youthful leader, Abd el-Malik Reji, through Iranian exiles who have connections with European and Gulf states. Jundullah has produced its own videos showing Iranian soldiers and border guards it says it has captured and brought back to Pakistan. The leader, Reji, R-E-G-I, if I'm pronouncing that name correctly, claims to have personally executed some of the Iranians. Quote, he used to fight with the Taliban. He's part drug smuggler, part Taliban, part Sunni activist, unquote, said Alexis Debat, a senior fellow on counterterrorism at the Nixon Center and an ABC News consultant who recently met with Pakistani officials and tribal members. Debat continued then to say that, quote, Reji is essentially commanding a force of several hundred guerrilla fighters that stage attacks across the border into Iran on Iranian military officers, Iranian intelligence officers, kidnapping them, executing them on camera, unquote. Most recently, Jundullah took credit for an attack in February that killed at least 11 members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard riding on a bus in the Iranian city of Zahedan. Last month, Iranian state television broadcast what it said were confessions by those responsible for the bus attack. They reportedly admitted to being members of Jundullah and said they had been trained for the mission at a secret location in Pakistan. The Iranian TV broadcast is interspersed with the logo of the Central Intelligence Agency, which the broadcast blamed for the plot. A CIA spokesman said, quote, the account of alleged CIA action is false, unquote, and reiterated that the U.S. provides no funding of the Jundullah group. Pakistani government sources say the secret campaign against Iran by Jundullah was on the agenda when Vice President Dick Cheney met with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf in February. A senior U.S. government official said such groups as Jundullah have been helpful in tracking al-Qaeda figures and that it was appropriate for the U.S. to deal with such groups in that context. Some former CIA officers say the arrangement is reminiscent of how the U.S. government used proxy armies funded by other countries, including Saudi Arabia, to destabilize the government of Nicaragua in the 1980s. That, again, is what ABC News is now reporting is going on in Baluchistan province in southeastern Iran, which borders Pakistan. And this has been picked up on by Iran Focus. And in an incredible twist and turn of events, basically provides the complete corroboration, I feel, for what the American Free Press has been saying all along, which is that we were up to no good in that part of the world and that our overt and covert and direct and indirect support of some of these groups and organizations in places like Azerbaijan and Khuzestan province and Balochistan are designed not simply to work toward the eventual overthrow of the current regime in Iran, but involve activities and methodologies that we accuse the so-called bad guys of. Folks, at the time, we reported on this bus bomb blast in Zahedan in Iran, and we were speculating that it had something to do with cross-border operations in Balochistan province going from Pakistan into Iran. Now we have ABC News corroborating the fact that that's true and indicating that U.S. and Pakistani intelligence sources have been secretly encouraging and advising these sorts of activities. Are these activities terrorism, according to any legitimate definition of the word and the term? Quite clearly, it would seem that they are. And when we look at these things and look at the understandable consternation and fear of the Iranians in regard to what these raids mean, keep an eye once more on these provinces, Balochistan province, Azerbaijan, and Khuzestan province, as three of the leading areas where there seems to be foreign-inspired mischief going on that involves all kinds of black operations. Some of that involves leaflets. Some of that involves working with tribal groups desiring some degree of separation from Iran and from the influence of the central government in Tehran. But when it crosses the line into the kind of thing that we're reading about today at IranFocus.com, which is reiterating the original piece on this by Brian Ross and Christopher Isham for ABC News, we are talking about activities that specifically involve terrorism. There is no way that you can justify utilizing a bomb in someone else's country to kill dozens of people on a bus. I don't care who they are. I don't care what the disputes happen to be. This quite clearly is illegal. It's unlawful. It's immoral. And it goes completely contrary to the American constitutional tradition and what most people would say is an American commitment historically, at least among the grassroots of our people, to a rule of law and to a respect for human life and to an understanding that human life can be taken only in self-defense and only in a certain honorable type of context. A bomb blast on a bus does not qualify, it seems to me, in this regard. And when we look more deeply at this story, I don't think there's any question that most reasonable people, on the basis of what now corporate media has admitted has taken place in Balochistan province in Iran, this is simply bad news, folks. It completely undercuts any claim of moral superiority on our part, and it's quite likely to be counterproductive. We've been talking all along about this whole business of blowback. Blowback, of course, is the unintended consequence of certain covert and overt espionage and military operations against another country. It's interesting to me that when you look at the American Free Press volume, The CIA in Iran, the 1953 coup and the origins of the U.S.-Iran divide, that as far as the original documents that show what the American and British intelligence communities were up to in 1953 that have been reproduced in the back of this AFP volume, again, taken from the George Washington University archive and obtained presumably under Freedom of Information Act litigation, we see the term blowback being utilized by the CIA itself. Looking at the very last appendix in this book before the summary, on page 146, quoting directly from what the Central Intelligence Agency has put together in an appendix entitled Military Critique Lessons Learned from Ajax. That's Operation Ajax, for those of you who have not read, had an opportunity to read anything related to what the Americans and the British did in Iran in 1953. That Operation Ajax, among other things, included military planning in regard to facilitating various aspects of a coup d'etat. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the title of the document that was generated by the Central Intelligence Agency at the time. And if you go to page 146 of the American Free Press book, The CIA in Iran, you discover the following statement being made, quote, possibilities of blowback against the United States should always be in the back of the minds of CIA officers involved in this type of operation. Few, if any, operations are as explosive as this type. This fact makes it imperative that the best trained and experienced officers who can be found be assigned. You know, this whole issue of blowback is occurring now. Many years later, we're talking about a period of time now, over a half a century after that CIA British-inspired coup in Iran in 1953 that overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh. And here we are over a half century later talking about very credible reports, not simply with the American Free Press, but what Philip Giraldi has written about this for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. And now what we're seeing, even in establishment news media like the ABC News, that there is some real funny business going on, folks. And as we look at what is happening in Balochistan province in Iran, bordering Pakistan and, of course, continuing into Pakistan, this whole region of Balochistan becomes absolutely critical to a wider analysis and understanding of what seems to be happening. We have these cross-border raids coming from Pakistan into Iran. These cross-border raids have involved specific acts of terrorism. These are activities that would be considered to be acts of war, according to any international law or definition of the term. And quite clearly, as we look at these reports that are now coming out, even in ABC News, it takes a real disingenuous approach to deny the direct involvement and indirect involvement of the United States in regard to some of these activities. And what we have here underscored is not simply the failure on the part of the American political and foreign policy and national security establishment to underscore the danger of blowback, going back to what the CIA recognized in its own appendix talking about this coup in Iran in 1953, but that this blowback is something that over a half a century later threatens to engulf the United States in a military crisis, an economic crisis, a political crisis, and a crisis in their in the way in which we are perceived worldwide that would be absolutely seismic in regard to the earthquake that seems to be coming. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Dennis Cuddy will join us at 9 a.m. Central Time. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
are back. This is Mark Anton's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y, is going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. If you're not familiar with Dennis Cuddy, you need to look at newswithviews.com. They have a Dr. Dennis Cuddy archive there, which gets into all kinds of things that he has written, including a most recent piece entitled The Iraq War, Oil, and World Government. This gentleman is a scholar of first-rate capability, a great analyst, and coming from a perspective that I think will be a most invaluable one for you and me in the days ahead. I try to bookmark all of these really fine folks in a way that I can constantly refer to what they're saying in any given day or week continued reference, as it helps me to help you to understand the things that are going on in our present world. And I find that in talking with Dr. Dennis Cuddy that we are quite likely, including me, to be educated and informed and expanded in regard to the way in which we perceive our world. And he will be on again with us at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. You know, we were talking about this former FBI agent missing in Iran. Robin Wright has a Washington Post story today on page 809 dealing with this gentleman, who is Robert A. Levinson of Coral Springs, Florida. And he has been connected with an organization in recent years entitled Business Integrity International. I did a Google search on this during the break and found Business Integrity International and their profile of Robert A. Levinson of Coral Springs, Florida. Mr. Levinson, of course, has a very fascinating background. It will be interesting, I think, to take a look more deeply at who Robert A. Levinson might be. This organization, Business Integrity International, is located in Morristown, New Jersey. So there you have the Northeast American corridor coming into play. And in regard to the company profile, not only is Mr. Levinson's profile mentioned, but some of the other principals have their profiles mentioned there as well. And as you look at this whole thing, it's quite fascinating to speculate as to what Robert A. Levinson was actually doing on Kish Island in the Persian Gulf. Who knows? But as you examine not only his profile, but the profiles of some of these other people at businessintegrityintl.com, it suggests that this may be much like the Baluchistan situation that Iran Focus and ABC News have been talking about, another instance of where things are going on that have the ring of the CIA's doctrine of plausible deniability involved, that may nonetheless indicate that these players are acting not simply on behalf of their private business interests and corporate clients, as the government has suggested to the Washington Post and to Robin Wright of the Washington Post this morning, but they may be involved in cutout intelligence. Because we have fun. We know that. Yeah.